Mac Powell, the debut single off of a project that's coming out later this fall. Cliffin Spooner messaging yesterday saying that when he heard that song, was enjoying that as he was getting his breakfast ready. So it makes contemporary Christian radio only better when you've got Mac Powell in the mix, and I bet Jason Kanz agrees as he starts us off with the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Yes, indeed. His voice is far superior to mine. It is actually good to hear him singing this morning. So.
Having him in the mix it just adds to it. You know, you welcome all the great talent and musical artists, and a lot of them coming to OneFest this weekend, Friday through Sunday in Eau Claire. Hope people will get their tickets at wib.com/OneFest. Micah Tyler, Danny Gokey, a lot of great artists. Ren Collective on Friday night, the headliner. So,
yeah, who are you most looking forward to?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I've never seen Danny Gokey live, so I am looking forward to that. Our team, one or more of us, is going to get to introduce Ren Collective. They're excellent. I'd say those three stand out, but certainly the others as well. So.
Yeah, awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right, and it is, again, Family Freddy. Tickets for kids ages 0 to 10 are free, so people be aware of that as well. And we'll be broadcasting the program live from there. You don't have to worry about it. You can stay home Friday, but between 7 and 9, we'll be kind of kicking things off right from the fairgrounds there in Chippewa Falls. So,
very cool.
Well, the Letters to the Beloved, I held the book this weekend. It is a big, heavy, thick tome, the New Testament, this devotional commentary. And we're delving into, you've done the audio for some of these, in Matthew chapter 5, ready for Beatitude number 4?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, let's give it a listen. We'll talk about it.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. When you have no greater longing than to glorify me by living the way I have called you to live, I will fulfill your desire. But I want you always to seek me directly. You will hear countless messages about what constitutes righteousness. I look at how my followers have distorted holiness, and it is no wonder why it is confusing. Some Christians would have you believe that keeping away from alcohol and R-rated movies is the pinnacle of righteousness. For others, church attendance or doing mission work defines holiness. These messages can be overwhelming, but remember that my principal call is to embody love. When you seek to love me, others, and yourself, indeed, all of creation, I will honor and satisfy your desire.
All right, so the fourth beatitude from Matthew 5, Jason Kanz, Letters to the Beloved. Again, this is not a Bible translation. It's a devotional commentary, right?
Correct, yeah. You know, and we've talked a little bit about the difficulty in actually classifying what this is, and that's kind of the closest I've gotten. Mm-hmm. So, written from the perspective of God the Father telling us about what each of these verses is about.
So one of the things...
Go ahead.
One of the things that stood out to me there, though, is that line about my followers have said that righteousness is staying away from alcohol and R-rated movies. So speak to that if somebody's going, wow, what are they saying here on WWIB? So,
well, you know, I think it's good for us to be thoughtful about the things we put into our body, right, or the things that we do. But I think at its root, really what we're being called to in terms of righteousness, in terms of holiness, is to love well. That includes loving God, loving others, and loving ourselves. And I think I said in there, indeed, all of creation. When we have these secondary matters like watching R-rated movies or drinking alcohol, but it's not actually grounded in love, it's grounded in legalism, we kind of miss the point. And I think that we can become legalistic or judgmental around those issues. There are some people who say Christians should never drink alcohol, but again, I don't find a call for that in scripture. But what I do find a routine call for is love, 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 love. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it's interesting. I mean, the idea of freedom, but I think that we can be uncomfortable. You know, Galatians about freedom. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. 2 Corinthians 3:17, right. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So it's not just in one book. It's in these multiple places. And yet, we are uncomfortable with that. And again, it's not a license to sin, Romans 6, right 1, but there is we are under the new covenant, and so this is, you know, and I think, when you have these external standards, then all of a sudden you can so easily slide back into Phariseeism, right?
Right, absolutely. You know, and I think there are many people who choose to stay away from alcohol or stay away from R-rated movies, and I commend them. Mm-hmm. But again, I think it's really the what's the heart behind the choices that we make in terms of trying to live righteously.
Yeah, and I think just in closing, there's a John Ortberg story, and you were the one who turned me on to the how good the Dallas Willard event with John Ortberg from 2013, Living in Christ's Presence, I think. And that idea, Ortberg told the story about the guy who he was in some kind of a group to be trained on prayer, and a guy's like, I've prayed every day for 32 days, something like that. And the teacher's instruction was you should take a day off because the pride that was developing over that accomplishment was worse than any of the discipline, you know. So
right, exactly. You know, and I think we see that a lot in Jesus's interactions with the Pharisees where they would say, well, I've done these things. Or, you know, Luke 18, I fast twice a week, you know, and I tithe all the time, and it can really start to slip into that place of placing hope in our own works.
There we go. All right, I hate it when it ends, but it'll end today. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. Thank you, Jason.
Sounds good.
WWIB. All right, it is 12 in front of 7 o'clock, and the Bucks and Suns game 6 tonight, but a lot of attention with the big fella listed at 6'11". People rounded off to 7 foot, but Giannis, he was asked, we're going to hear the question and his answer. I, too, found it, when I first heard this answer, I'm like, this is spiritually rich. It's like devotional material.
You're right.
My friend Matt Selvig found it the same way, shared it on Facebook. Here we go.
I mean, you're 26 years old, and, you know, I've covered plenty of players who didn't seem like they figured the ego part out until their 30s. I mean, who taught you about why that's important and to handle it that way?
I think I'll say life. Usually, let me tell you this. Usually, when from my experience, right? Like when I think about, like, oh yeah, I'm so great. I had 30, I had 25, 10, and 10, or whatever the case might be. Because you're gonna think about that. Oh, we won this and that. Usually, the next day you're gonna suck.
Right.
You know, simple as that. You like the next few days you're gonna be terrible. And I figured out like a mindset to have that, like, when you focus on the past, that's your ego. I did this. You know, we were able to, you know, beat this team 4-0. I did this in the past. I won that in the past. Mm-hmm. And when I focus on the future, it's my pride. Like, yeah, next game 5, I do this and this and this. Right. You know, I'm going dumb. That's your pride talking. Like, it doesn't happen. Like, you're right here. And I kind of like try to focus in the, you know, in the moment, in the present. And that's humility. That's being humble. That's not setting no expectation. That's going out there, enjoying the game, competing at a high level. And I think I've had people throughout my life that helped me with that. But that's a skill that I've tried to like kind of, how you say, kind of like perfect it.
Master
it. And it's been working so far.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to stop.
You're doing okay.
I'd say it's working pretty good. So, I don't know. He's a great player. But the mental aspect is really, really key.
Yeah, it is absolutely key. And the fact that he has a faith and that the result is in God's hands and that his talent is from God and he's just willing to submit to what is good in the moment, not what's good for Giannis, is a beautiful reminder for all of us.
Oh, all week long, we're counting down to One Fest, right? I mean, Friday, we're doing the show there from 7 to 9.
Well, I have something to say about One Fest.
Okay.
I have something to say about music festivals in general. If you are on the fence and you've never been to a music festival or you're thinking, I don't even know these bands that well, I want to encourage you to attend One Fest. I'm someone who likes to have a job and an event. You'd think with my personality, I'm like, ooh, a party.
Uh-huh.
I really like to have a job, like I'm in charge of the guest book or the punch bowl. So honestly, if you're someone who's thinking, what am I going to be doing at One Fest? Think of it as your job to keep your eyes open for people who might need a friend, who might need some guidance, who are maybe visiting our area, who might need some kindness. God may want you there to represent him. And I just had that thought today. If I hadn't volunteered for the Eau Claire's Festival, which of course was Justin Vernon's big thing, I had nothing in common with those kids. I had the time of my life. Huh. It was just, I only know Sufjan Stevens. I didn't know any of the other bands. And it wasn't a God-centered event. Uh-huh. Yet I felt God was there, and I felt that I could bring God's presence. So it's like one of those things, I'm going to try something new I haven't eaten before. Just go ahead and try OneFest. And there are camping sites available. You have to kind of log in as a guest. But definitely that's where you get your camping site, is you go on with a tick as if you're going to buy a ticket. And the list of the camping sites are there. Just give it a try. I promise you will love it.
Very good.
There you go.
We can't wait for OneFest. We're broadcasting live from the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, the site of OneFest, as your hometown OneFest station. We'll be doing that Friday morning, 7 to 9. Gave away another pair of tickets. Congratulations to Kevin, our winner of those this morning here on WWIB. And I think you've talked with his family. I mean, he's actually going to be doing his balloon work there at OneFest?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So Kevin's juggling in balloons. So again, we are hoping that you will support. There are so many great local vendors that are being incorporated into an event of this size too. So we've been telling you again about our friends from Brewpub Pizza and Demeter's and Olson's Ice Cream and Holy Donuts, and another great one in Kevin's Juggling and Balloons going to be there as well too. And
this is a good time to prime the fact that we're going to be there with our gumball machine, and people are going to have a chance to win, right?
Yes. Do you really want me to try doing this live?
I do. Yes.
All right. With our great gumball giveaway.
You're so cool.
So that's a little something we've cooked up. Along with, we've got lots of other fun prizes as well, too. I mean, some big prizes, too. But before you go out and eat, make sure you stop by, get a free gumball from the WWIB booth, and we might just be hooking you up with some free food, again, from Demeter's Brewpub Pizza, Holy Donuts, or Olson's Ice Cream. So my daughter's been in the know on this for a while, Lily, and she's been really, really excited. Mostly to get a gumball because Terry Stewart, our owner, bought thousands of gumballs and he gave some to us to try. And my kid said, yeah, two thumbs up. The gumballs themselves are top notch. So if nothing else, you're going to get a tasty, delicious gumball for free. But also we're going to try and get you some more free food. And that's just one of the many, many things that we'll be doing at OneFest.
I love that idea. Nobody's a loser. The least you can get is a gumball.
Yeah. Also, there will be some planned chances to upgrade you to some meet and greets, et cetera.
Oh, wow. Lots of goodies. Stop and see us then. So when does it all, do you know what time things open on Friday?
It starts at 4. I don't know what time.
I was going to say we're going to be there a lot earlier. Uh-huh. But I think mid-afternoon on Friday is when things are kicking off for, again, the general public ticket holders. And 4:30 p.m. Uh-huh. is the very first concert.
All right. Very good.
My bed is my sanctuary. I love it. I read in it. I have snacks in it. I watch TV. My dogs are in it. Sometimes even our reclusive cat makes an appearance, but
and all of these things may be leading
yes,
to this,
which is why it's crazy that I'm so surprised to read that my bed may be a germ-filled petri dish. This article says your bed is likely the comfiest spot in your home. Unfortunately, it may also be one of the germiest. A microbiologist in London warns in a new paper there are lots of hidden dangers that actually may be turning your mattress into one giant petri dish.
Just think about that right before you snuggle in.
No.
And go
out
and
sleep
this
morning.
I said it's going to make you want to wash the sheets. The researchers say that all the sweat, saliva, dandruff, and dead skin cells that people leave behind after a night's sleep.
It's called sloughing.
That's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to a less than clean bed. All these things create the perfect environment for, bacteria, fungi, viruses, and even microscopic bugs to grow.
Forewarned, forearmed. That's why we're doing this. We're not trying to gross you out. But here's one more fact that'll blow your mind and maybe gross you out. Okay. People shed about 500 million skin cells each night while sleeping.
Wow.
This provides microscopic dust mites with a smorgasbord to feed on. Just let that sink in for a moment. Unfortunately for humans, these mites and their droppings in your bed can cause people to develop allergies or even asthma.
I gotta go wash my sheets right now.
Researchers say the best thing to do to keep your bed clean is to wash early and often.
Hashtag, it's a Tide ad.
It may be tough for most people to wash their sheets every day, but airing out your sheets every morning can be helpful. Pulling back the covers and exposing the sheets to air makes your bed a less attractive nesting spot for germs and bugs. I like to put my pillows out on the clothesline in the sunshine.
Oh.
Sunshine, of course, a natural radiator of all kinds of germs with the ultraviolet light.
There you go.
I want to just say on this day that we hope the Bucks win the NBA championship, that Dwayne Wade, a Marquette alum, is very smart. He's won 3 NBA titles. But he believes in fresh sheets every night. And if you can do it, that sounds like that is the way to go.
Well, as the youngest member of this show, I guess I have a ways to go. As researchers say, the probability of living past 110 is on the rise. According to a new study from the University of Washington, which used mathematical modeling to predict the possibility of people becoming super centenarians in the years 2020 through 2100, we might live a lot longer now.
Well, it's true. The researchers found it's extremely likely to see the record for oldest human broken during the century. To date, the oldest person to ever live was Jean Calment, a French woman who died in 1997 at age 122 years, 164 days old.
This is why we have Susan, because I would have just said Jean Calment.
Jean Calment. Jean Calment.
There is a 68% probability that someone will reach age 127 by 2100. And a 13% probability someone reaches the age of 130.
Wow.
All right, there you go. Well, if you want to live longer, a 2018 study from Harvard University found that those who followed 5 simple habits increased life expectancy by up to 10 years. Pretty cool. Here's the habits.
How about eating a high-quality, healthy diet?
All right, 0-for-1. Doing at least 30 minutes or more per day of moderate to vigorous physical activity.
Every day?
Huh.
I'm not going to be able to check that one off. Number 3, keeping a healthy body weight. Come on.
I mean, I got a few pounds
healthy
to
body
shed.
Weight.
Yeah.
And these two aren't as hard for a lot of us.
I feel like I'm good on these two.
Yeah. Not drinking excessive amounts of alcohol.
And not smoking.
There you go.
All right, 2 out of 5.
All right.
I've got a 40% chance of living 10 extra years.
Hey, nobody's hit 400 in the majors since 1941, so, you know.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
And it's about quality of life. That's why we want to do the exercising. And if we have a longer life, we want it to be a high quality life.
Well, and these are the things, too. So it's not about living longer, you know, sort of the life expectancy version of the Tower of Babel, where it's just like, oh, let's see if we can cheat death or beat death.
Right.
But it's about saying, hey, as long as God gives me on his earth, his world, can I be the best steward of my body and the best steward of my time? And
that's
so, again,
right.
The healthier you are, the more, again, that you can give to others, right?
That's right.
It reminds me of a tune from Casting Crowns that we don't want to just live, we want to thrive, which has often been a theme over the last couple of years for Focus on the Family, right? Helping families thrive. 75 Degrees, Casting Crowns with that program. Focus about 10 or 11 minutes away.